That's just a really a staggering amount, because in the winter we can't, our atmosphere just can't hold as much moisture. And so our winter totals are always less than they would be in the summer. So to have this third largest on record to occur in the winter month is really unprecedented in a cold climate location like Fairbanks. Of course, anything that you can imagine as far as a negative impact, it's occurring. So when you get ice on the roads, it's just not going to go away in many cases to like March. There's been cases in recent years where, ice that accumulated in November caused accidents, even fatal accidents, in March. So that's going to be a persistent hazard. And we're going to have this refreezing because it's going to get pretty cold in the next week or so of all this slush. So, it's just going to be a mess. There's just no other way to describe it.
Well, what about elsewhere in the state with this big storm that came through?
Well, the storm, and again, we talk about the precipitation that accompanied the storm, but we're also talking about the temperatures. In Cold Bay, the temperature spiked to 62 degrees yesterday around mid-morning. And that broke the daily record by 18 degrees. And it broke the December monthly record by 8 degrees. To break a monthly record is crazy enough. Usually when you break a monthly record, it's by a degree, sometimes by 2 degrees, but to break it by 8 degrees is just historic. And then over toward Kodiak, the Kodiak airport recorded 65 degrees at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Again, this is a temperature that's also supported by the weather balloon that was launched at the same time. But 65, just like Cold Bay, is a daily record, but it's also a monthly record for Kodiak, and it breaks their monthly record by 9 degrees, just an unheard of amount to break a monthly record by. And then to go even one step further, at the tide gauge, just southwest of the airport, they recorded a temperature of 67 degrees, and that establishes a new statewide high temperature record for any day in December, any year, any part of the state. That's the highest temperature ever recorded in Alaska in the month of December.
That's just balmy, ridiculous temperatures for December, just hearing you say that.
Now, on the other side, and this is very common in what we call a highly amplified situation, where you've got a major warm up on one side of the storm system, but you have cold on the other side of the system. Well, over in Ketchikan, they're setting record lows. In fact, they set a record low temperature of 0 degrees on Christmas. That was the first time in the month of December that they've hit 0 degrees since 1977. And then yesterday, with a high temperature, a cold record high of only 18. Their high temperature in Ketchikan was 23 degrees lower than it was in Fairbanks. And I'll have to dig through the numbers, but I'm sure that that has not happened very many times. And Ketchikan is actually on track to have their coldest December since 1933,
Wow.
and their second coldest overall. So this is a really highly amplified pattern that's warm on one side and cold on the other.
Is there a way to kind of measure over the course of a season the wackiness, for lack of a better term, or like the roller coaster ride of high temps and low temps, and talk about that it would be more variable?
Yeah, so you can, for each day of the year, you can not only say, okay, it was 10 degrees above normal or 5 degrees below normal, but you can characterize that in terms of standard deviations. The problem with that is that temperature distributions are not nice and normally distributed. It's not a bell curve like many people are familiar with. They tend to skew one way or the other. So it's a little bit problematic, but there are some ways to characterize the variability. It does feel like there's been more of that this year. And we could also perhaps talk about how quickly it it bounces between cold patterns and warm patterns. And so for November, we had a lot of very, very cold days, a lot of very large temperature anomalies, but they were cold after cold after cold after cold. This month, we've had several huge swings between warm and cold. And so there has been, and you're right, a lot of back and forth this December. And it does feel like it's more than typical.
Okay, well, last question. Brian, why did this have to happen basically on Christmas or the day after and screw up so many people's travel plans?
Well, this may be the year we talk about the great Christmas storm. I think it will go down as the most noteworthy Christmas weather in the Alaska climate record for Christmas Day, for sure.
But why, Brian? Why?
Yeah, I guess somebody was on the naughty list this year. We'll just have to figure out who it was.
Good question.